Yesterday, we were talking about a text in Hebrews 2, which is really a Christmas text, though we rarely hear about it at Christmas. And of course, we're well past Christmas now, but we're still thinking about what the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ on this planet actually means. And we saw in Hebrews 2:14 yesterday that Jesus took on our humanity so that he might take on our mortality, that he shared our flesh and blood, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil. That is similar to 1 John 3:8 that says that one of the reasons Jesus came was to destroy the works of the devil. But the next verse, Hebrews 2:15, says that he would die for us that he might release all of us who through fear of death were subject to bondage all our lives. So here we see in a very short space the doctrine of the incarnation, the doctrine of the substitutionary atonement, the doctrine of redemption. For what is redemption? Redemption is release. One of the most common Greek verbs is the verb luo, and when students begin to study Greek, they're given that word as a paradigm to study all the changes that verbs go through in the different tenses. All it means is to untie or to set free, but it's one of the words that's translated to redeem. There are other words like that. Jesus came to set us free, to die for us that we would not have to die, to come into the bondage of sin for us, even though he was not a sinner, so that we might be released from that bondage. I'm Ronnie Stevens, and this is Rampart. Visit us, if you will, at rampartpublications.com.